Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
That's SRV. Bring this back. The late, great Stevie Ray. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Brian Moran is our guest, our good friend. SmallBusinessEdge.com is his website. Brian Moran Associates is his company. We're talking about some things to think about as we move toward the end of the year and get ready for next year. Brian, let's peek over into next year and see what we can do to get ready for 2016. You know, one of the things that I encourage people to do is never change your strategy in terms of how you take care of customers, how you serve them, how you be their partner, based on the time of year, because it's our nature to try to push people to close before December 31 so we can book the business this year. But you know what? After I did that for a few years, I realized, wait a minute, I'm going to need business in January of next year.
Sure.
And if I'm B2B, especially, if I'm going to do business in January, that means I probably uncovered it in October. So as you're focusing on the end of the year, if any piece of business is not going as fast as you want it to, just take a deep breath and say, hey man, that'll be great for January. That'll be great for February, right?
Unless your business is a seasonal one, that you know that where the majority of your
not a lot of Christmas stuff bought in February. I agree with that.
Yeah. So you know that, but. And that's the one caveat that I share with all of my, you know, the people who read my blogs or, you know, listen to me for whatever reason or ask me questions, is that every business is different. You know, whether some are small business owners, some are entrepreneurs. Other people are passionate small business owners, and they're in between the two. But, yeah, you have your professional services, retail businesses, so it's all different. And so when you get advice, you know, you need to realize that, and people are trying to hit a common denominator as they give the advice, so maybe only part of it applies to you. But 100%, you need to be proactive about 2016 and understand, what are the economic indicators that affect my business? What are the things that I need to look for, whether it's a change in the interest rates or are there seasonal situations like hurricanes or storms that will affect my business, and how can I prepare in advance for them? But 2016 is going to be a very interesting year for our economy, mm-hmm. because I feel like, and a lot of small business owners agree, this is not like the days of old when you get past the recession, you get back onto solid ground, mm-hmm. and you get to run for a little bit. I think there are a lot of people who still remember what it was like in 2008, 2010, 2012.
Yeah.
When we, you know, went through the Great Recession and into a very sluggish recovery. And people are waiting for that next shoe to drop, I think. And it could be, you know, as soon as we start raising interest rates, which
well,
is probably
we're still
in December.
We had an opportunity to get unstuck in 2012. And really take off and be excited about business again. And the election didn't go the way of the marketplace. I mean, let's be honest. President Obama's policies are not business friendly policies, and it's affecting business decisions. And so we had an opportunity in 2012. It didn't work out. So here we are you're talking about 2016. Here we are in another election year. And we don't know which way the economy, we don't know which way politics are going to go. But here's what we do know. Politics is impacting our business.
Politics has always been a part of business. I think what's happened is with the Great Recession, there was a permanent disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. You know, it used to be that, as Wall Street goes, so goes the rest of the country. That's changed. Yeah. You know, that is no longer true. And so I think that's the biggest challenge that
That's the biggest problem that America has. One of the top two biggest problems America has right now is that there is that disconnect, as you say, and that I've been talking about for about 8 years now, and we don't need two kinds of capitalism in America: financial capitalism and mainstream capitalism. We need one kind.
Right.
I agree with you about that. Hey, Brian, give us your website one more time, please.
So it's smallbusinessedge.com.
All right.
And if you want to find me on Twitter, which is probably my main social platform, it's just my name, at Brian Moran, BrianMoran.
Brian, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasting, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.